This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Israel's military has issued an unprecedented order for civilians to evacuate Gaza City ahead of a feared ground offensive. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
A spokesperson for Israel's military, Lieutenant Colonel Jonathan Conricus, described the evacuation message that has been broadcast to some 1 million people living in Gaza.
This evacuation is for your own safety. You will be able to return to Gaza City only when another announcement permitting it is made. Do not approach the area of the security fence with the State of Israel.
The evacuation order sparked confusion amongst civilians and aid workers who were already running from days of Israeli airstrikes. The UN warns that so many people fleeing en masse would be calamitous. I'm Karen Chamas.
Israel's military admitted Friday it would take time for Palestinians to follow its orders to evacuate North Gaza, but did not confirm a UN report that it had set a 24-hour deadline. The war erupted on Saturday when Hamas militants crossed from Gaza and launched attacks on border communities, killing around 1,200 people. Retaliatory strikes on Gaza have killed more than 1,530 people, according to the health ministry in the Palestinian territory. New York officials said on Thursday the state is ready ahead of global pro-Israel and pro-Palestinian demonstrations planned for Friday.
Our hate crime task force is on high alert and will help investigate disturbing incidents as necessary. We want to reiterate to New Yorkers, there's no reason to feel afraid.
New York Governor Kathy Hochul, there's heightened U.S. security concerns, particularly over a flare-up of anti-Semitic violence. This is VOA News. Myanmar's military used a large unguided aerial-delivered bomb in a deadly attack on a camp housing displaced people in the country's north, Amnesty International said Friday. The ruling junta has been accused of carrying out multiple bloody attacks on civilians as it struggles to crush resistance in its 2021 coup. The latest incident on Monday night saw 29 bodies and 56 wounded pulled from the debris at a camp near a northern town on the border with China, according to an ethnic rebel group. Republican U.S. Representative Steve Scalise dropped his bid to become Speaker of the House of Representatives late Thursday after failing to secure enough votes to win election. VOA's congressional correspondent Catherine Gibson has more on how Congress is unable to act on Ukraine and Israel until a new leader is chosen.
Despite winning a narrow majority of Republican votes Wednesday to become the Speaker nominee, Scalise could not secure a 217-vote majority, with all Democrats expected to vote against him. Former Speaker Kevin McCarthy, who was removed from power last week, lost only 8 Republican votes and has also not ruled himself out of being reelected Speaker. Many Republican critics said Scalise is no different from McCarthy and would not negotiate the spending cuts they want. The other Republican candidate for Speaker, conservative Jim Jordan, had called for an end to the debate and threw his support to Scalise. Catherine Gibson, VOA News.
A judge in the western U.S. state of Colorado has rejected a legal challenge filed by former President Donald Trump against a lawsuit to keep his name off the ballot in next year's presidential election. The AP's Lisa Dwyer explains.
The lawsuit claims the U.S. Constitution's ban on those who have engaged in insurrection from holding office applies to Trump, citing his role in the January 6, 2021 attack on the U.S. Capitol. Trump's attorneys argued the case should be dismissed because of a Colorado law that protects people from lawsuits curtailing their free speech rights. State District Judge Sarah Wallace ruled that that law does not apply in this case. The Colorado case is one of several involving Trump that stand to test the Civil War era constitutional amendment, which has never been ruled on by the U.S. Supreme Court. Along with lawsuits filed in Minnesota and Michigan, the Colorado case has a good chance of reaching the nation's high court. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
At least 7 people were killed and more than a dozen others injured when a suspected human smuggler lost control of a van carrying migrants in southern Germany, police said on Friday. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.